We closed in. The first blow had paralyzed its hind quarters, so then the circle could close in and beat and beat.
I cut the pig's throat.
The twins, still sharing their identical grin, jumped up and ran round each other. Then the rest joined in, making pig dying noises and shouting.
One for his knob.
Give him a fourpenny one.
Then Maurice pretended to be the pig and ran squealing into the center, and the hunters, circling still, pretended to beat him. As they danced, they sang.
Kill the pig, cut her throat, bash her in.
Ralph watched them, envious and resentful. Not till they flagged and the chant died away did he speak. I'm calling an assembly. One by one, they halted and stood watching him. With the conch, I'm calling a meeting even if we have to go on into the dark, down on the platform, when I blow it. Now. He turned away and walked off down the mountain.
Okay, it's pretty creepy the way the hunters are behaving, acting out the killing of the pig, while chanting stuff like, cut her throat and bash her in. I understand that the boys need to eat, but I think the hunters are enjoying their job a little too much. It's interesting how Ralph reacts. He's both envious and resentful. I think he's envious or jealous because the hunters are all banding together around Jack. Ralph's getting left out, and even though he hates what Jack is becoming, he wants to be part of the crowd. So he's calling a meeting and hoping the other boys will rally around him again. Do you think they'll show up? Let's find out. Turn the page and we'll start chapter 5.